The O.J. Simpson wrongful death trial has been adjourned until Monday. Simpson took the stand today for the third time, but faced only an hour of questions. Then Simpson's own lawyer said he would have no questions for his client, at least for now. The judge dismissed another juror today, the fourth juror, or alternate, to be let go. From Los Angeles, NPR's Ina Jaffe has a report.
The juror removed from the panel was dismissed for trying to contact trial attorneys and their employees. Judge Hiroshi Fujisaki reminded the remaining jurors that they are not to have contact with anyone involved in the case. A jury is not a social club, he told them. It is a legal obligation. The juror who was dismissed is a white woman in her 20s named Anne Marie Jameson. She told a local radio station that all she did was make a comment about a law clerk's tie. Her replacement is another white woman in her 20s. The racial makeup of the jury remains the same: 9 whites, 1 black, 1 Latino, and 1 person of mixed black and Asian ancestry. Last Friday, and again yesterday, Simpson bore up under relentless, methodical questioning from plaintiff's attorney Daniel Petrocelli. Nevertheless, Simpson was unable to explain why his blood was found at the scene of the crime or how the victim's blood got into his Ford Bronco. He consistently denied he'd ever struck his former wife, despite having pleaded no contest to spousal abuse. And when confronted with a photograph showing him wearing shoes like the ones that left bloody footprints at the murder scene, Simpson pronounced it a fraud. This morning's questioning by attorney Michael Brewer and John Q. Kelly added little to the plaintiff's case. Kelly questioned Simpson about a 1989 fight he had with his former wife. She called the police, and while they were outside Simpson's gate, he fled to a friend's house in his Rolls Royce. Later, he returned in that friend's car, parked it around the corner from his home, and snuck onto his property through adjoining backyards. The description that Kelly elicited of Simpson's movements on that occasion mirrored the plaintiff's theory of how Simpson snuck back into his home on the night of the murders. Simpson attorney Robert Baker's decision not to question his client today came as somewhat of a surprise. "I'm sorry, Your Honor," Baker told the judge. "I've changed my mind." Baker said he will question Simpson in a few weeks when the defense puts on its case. Before that, the plaintiffs will call more witnesses to the stand. I'm Ina Jaffe in Los Angeles.